The Yellow Light. Stairway to Hell. Don't get burned by incorrect mandates. Be cool about fire safety. By Jonathan J. Chiarella, May 17, 2025. If you live in an apartment building, when was the last time that you thought to yourself that you need a second staircase? In the event of a fire, would you rather walk out your door to a staircase between your front door and your neighbor's, or would you rather walk past multiple apartments in order to reach a staircase at either end of a hallway? Apartment buildings in Europe and East Asia can group apartments around a central staircase. The shared space deters crime. For buildings with family-sized units, on every floor is one apartment to the left of the staircase and one to the right. This enables each apartment to sport windows at the front and back of the building. If a building has 8 apartments per floor, you arrange them as 4 pairs. Each pair surrounds a staircase that has its own entrance at the front of the building. It sounds nice, but most American cities forbid this design. Instead, every apartment must connect with 2 staircases. Even if you had only 2 apartments per floor, it would break the law to have only 1 staircase. To save money and space, the typical floor plan in American buildings will install isolated staircases at both ends of a long, dark hallway. These breed crime and endanger residents. The hallway runs the length of each floor and bisects it, thereby diminishing the quality of life. Every apartment occupies a slice of the front or back of the building. No cross-draft in the summer. 2 stairwells take up more room than a single large one, less space for apartments. In addition, construction costs go up. The developer shies away from making a 4-story apartment building. If the space is zoned exclusively for residential uses, it may be more feasible for the developer to build a single-family, 2-story home that sells for over $500,000. With fewer places to live, housing prices climb. As with many features of the built environment, the early guesswork included good intentions. Evidence was lacking, however, and we immortalized the hunch that 2 staircases would be safer than 1. Decades later, we act as if we are obeying a holy tradition. Imagine the 2 building types in the introduction. The US style does not sound safer in a fire, because it isn't. The style you see in Japan and Germany doesn't have a reputation for being a death trap. New York City permits what is so rare in the US and so common abroad, the single staircase design. But this doesn't contribute to more fire deaths than do buildings in other US cities. A misplaced sense of rightness saddled developers with the wrong regulations while increasing our rents and mortgage payments. Other costs get baked into the price. When you look around town, you are not seeing a widespread preference for driveways. Laws for parking minimums have made neighborhoods look the way they do. Such rules blocked other options while making homes more expensive and stifling dreams. Let's say you're preparing to clear an old rotten building in a small city and build a house there. Within walking or biking distance are the bank, city hall, the post office, a grocery store, and the train station. Now you're thinking you could make a large duplex and rent out half the building to a friend, or give your elderly parent a place to live. It sounds great, but then comes the matter of parking. A law demands that you provide space to store 2 or even 3 cars. The fire department may have even endorsed such rules in an attempt to get cars off the street. Ironically, however, plentiful parking, desolate landscapes, and excessive spacing between buildings have entrenched car reliance, and thus, car ownership. The law is the law, however. If you won't make your planned house smaller, you have to acquire more land and pave over that. You may have to buy the building next door and demolish it. In addition to hurting your wallet, these designs will drain the pocketbook of local government. Almost all local services such as schools, libraries, snow removal, and street lighting depend on revenue from property taxes, not land value taxes. Surface parking does not grow crops, nor is it the foundation of a prosperous store. It's just some asphalt and tar. If you didn't remove the building next door to make parking and instead shrank your dream home, the lot now generates less tax revenue per square foot. Maybe you can think of city blocks with townhouses and shops all in a line, without garages or parking lots in front, but they're old and rare. You're not allowed to make them today. New construction doesn't get exemptions on staircases, parking, setbacks, or exclusionary zoning. Every year, houses, businesses, and people spread farther apart. Emergency responders will also travel greater distances. Additionally, the town must purchase giant fire trucks in the name of safety. Higher prices mean fewer engines and fewer upgrades. These vehicles demand wider streets. Increased roadway maintenance takes even more money away from firefighter salaries and equipment. Massive trucks need massive garages, which lie far from where people live, and the fires. Because firefighters are also the first medics on the scene, a slower response saves fewer lives. Old excuses for safety do not justify every safety code today. Look at the numbers. The whole developed world and decades of data stand before us. If France had been wrong to not use 40-foot fire trucks, then France would have realized the error of its ways and ordered new fleets from Detroit. But France wasn't wrong, nor was South Korea or Britain. America blundered when it turned, "Could X help with this case?" into, "We must have X for every situation."